Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today we're looking at the eight Beatitudes of Jesus. It is the essential part of what Christianity is all about. He uses the word blessed, which means that those who follow the following directives are experiencing bliss and joy and happiness right now that only God can give. The first beatitude, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What he is saying is we ought to put our complete trust in him, just as a poor person who is hungry and thirsty may do. We have reached eternal bliss because we know that God will not fail us. The second beatitude is about mourning. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This is not only about mourning a loss, especially of a loved one. This beatitude has also an element of mourning for our incompleteness when we are not able to follow that commandment fully, love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. Therefore, we mourn at this fact that we are incomplete, we are imperfect, and we are in desperate need of God's mercy. When we come to that realization, we are mourning as well and blessed. The third beatitude is to control our emotions. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed is the one who is always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. It is never right to be angry for any insult or injury done to ourselves, but it is often right to be angry at injuries done to other people. Selfish anger is always a sin. Selfless anger can be one of the great benefits for dynamic action in the world. Example, fighting for justice. So, to be meek is to have control of our emotions. Blessed is the one who has every instinct, every impulse, and every passion under control. The fourth beatitude is about justice. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. In our world, we know there is never complete justice and peace among all peoples. This should make us feel sad and make us want to bring this goodness to the world. Human rights, equal opportunities, equal distribution of wealth. We should desire it as a starving man wants food and water. Hence, the reference to hunger and thirst. We should question ourselves thus, how intense is our desire for this goodness in the world? The fifth beatitude is about perfect happiness when we have sympathy and empathy for others. And it reads, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We never have the right to judge anyone. Jesus is saying that we have a duty to be merciful. We condemn the sin, the injustice, or the crime that was committed, but we don't condemn the sinner. Why? Well, Jesus doesn't. Merciful means the ability to get right inside the other person's skin until we see things with their eyes, see things with their minds, and feel the things with their feelings. To know the background and the impulses that has caused others to do such heinous crimes. We need to show mercy, and we know that we need mercy as well. How can we expect mercy from God if we haven't given mercy to others as well? So this beatitude can be written as follows: Oh, the happiness of the one who can see others with sympathy and empathy, whether they be drunkards or criminals or even our enemies. And we see their sorrow and their conflict within themselves and in their situations and in the circumstances of their lives and their sufferings, and feel this closeness and wanting to help them, then we have heavenly bliss. The sixth beatitude is about unmixed motives. And it says, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Pure motivation is impossible for us to do. But with God, all things are possible. We can do very good things, but for wrong reasons. If we examine our motives, it is daunting and shameful to discover that few things in this world that we do are done with completely unmixed motives, if we are honest. We are not doing charity for our benefits only, but out of sheer love, compassion, empathy and concern for our fellow human beings. The seventh beatitude is about right relationships, and it reads, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. We're all created in this world to make the world a better place. That's without doubt. We will be given sheer joy when we help to stop bitterness and division among peoples. We are doing God's work when we are agents of peace, love, forgiveness, and harmony for the people around us. The final and eighth beatitude is about resoluteness in all kinds of adversity. And it reads, Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The early Christians refused to confirm when confronted with the demand to claim for Jesus Christ or Caesar. They uncompromisingly chose Christ, and they were brutally murdered. When a person is called on to suffer something for their Christianity, that is always a great occasion. It is a clash between the world and Christ. Rejoice at such a moment, said Jesus, and be glad. Actual persecution may well await the Christian in industry who insists on doing an honest day's work. Christ still needs his witnesses. He needs those who are prepared not so much to die for him as to live for him. The Christian struggle and the Christian glory still exists. So we see that the eight Beatitudes are a call to perfection. Hearing this today may have the effect of desperation for us who claim to be Christian and who realize that we are falling far short of these demands. Knowing that God understands our human situation, yet we should never become complacent and say, God will forgive me anyway. The Beatitudes are clearly saying how happy we are when we are seeking and trying to achieve these goals. Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Have a lovely day. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia. Signing off now and wishing you every God's blessing.